The U.S. economy is based on the idea of free markets and competition. But 17.5% of the country's gross domestic product is tied up in healthcare, which is almost universally acknowledged to be anything but an open and free market. 90.5 WESA's Mark Neutbar reports a movement is underway to at least help move the industry closer to open competition.
When you pull up to a drive-thru of a fast food restaurant, you see a menu board with all of the prices. And in some cases, you even see calorie counts. You can easily become an informed consumer. And if you don't like what they're charging for a chicken sandwich...
Hi, can I take your order?
No, thanks. I'm going somewhere else. You can simply pull away and drive a few blocks to the next fast food joint.
You know, when you look at the criteria that economists say a free market needs to have in order for that to be true, none of those requirements are true in healthcare. The patient doesn't really know the quality of what they're buying. The patient doesn't know the distribution of what they're expected to need to buy in the future. There's not free entry and exit from the market.
That is Mark Roberts, who keeps an eye on what is most commonly known as price transparency from his post in the Department of Health Policy and Management at the University of Pittsburgh. The call for price transparency has been growing in recent years from healthcare advocates like the Pittsburgh-based Consumer Health Coalition. Executive Director Luann Jaremko says her group works to inform the public about their healthcare rights and empower them to get as much information as possible when seeking services. She says knowing what you're going to pay is the first step.
I think it would hold providers more accountable to really justify their costs. In the past, the customer's been the insurance company, not the consumer, and we need to change that.
Competition and transparency were expected to improve with the initiation of the Affordable Care Act, but Jaremko says that has not happened. She says most consumers are only interested in knowing what their insurance deductible is and what their copay will be once they reach that deductible. Cynthia Jankowski is nearing retirement age, and so are many of her friends, which is often a time when you start to have more interaction with the healthcare industry.
They need procedures done. Then the question is, if the doctor recommends a procedure, well, you're scared for the problem to begin with and then the cost of it.
Jankowski says the doctors and hospitals are usually not very upfront about the costs.
If you take your car to a garage, you get an estimate. But the idea of going into a hospital or a doctor's office or any get to get any procedure and have thousands upon thousands of dollars, which could affect your credit. I mean, that's just, why would we accept that?
Some hospitals in the region are beginning to put prices for select procedures online. Last month, St. Clair Hospital in Mount Lebanon rolled out a system where you can input your insurance information, choose a service, and then find out how much you have to pay, including an update on where you stand with your deductible and your specific copay requirements. St. Clair CFO Rick Chesno says patient focus groups exposed the need for the information, which the hospital had been providing to anyone who called for an estimate.
We are continuing to refine this product to look at what other types of procedures our patients are asking us for, to incorporate on that. We know the next steps for us would be to incorporate the physician fees, too.
But that is prices at just one hospital. Insurance providers are starting to get into the transparency game as well. Highmark Director of Digital Marketing, Stacy Byers, says her company is offering subscribers price quotes for all the hospitals available to them as part of their plan. Byers says they offer pricing on 1,600 procedures.
We do have bundled pricing, and that means that for the day of that knee replacement, all of the various services that you have to get that replacement are part of that that cost estimate. And I believe at this point our calculations are plus or minus 7% accuracy.
Byers says those with high deductible plans use the service more often than those with lower deductibles. And she says it seems that many people are using the online tool to budget their personal health care spending. Byers says there was some pushback from the providers at first, but Highmark moved ahead in what she says was a disruptor role.
We've seen Uber disrupt taxis. We've seen Airbnb disrupt hospitality. There are disruptors out there in the healthcare space as well. And so I think it's important for us as an organization to bring these tools to market, but I also think it's critical for us to start to look at what consumers expect across the board in all of their dealings with the various companies that they do business with and think about how do we get to be more customer-centric as an industry.
Byers says she's not sure how long that shift to being customer-centric will take, especially if the federal government does not force transparency. Mark Roberts of Pitt's Department of Health Policy and Management says it's not as simple as just forcing providers to post prices.
Many hospitals don't really have any clue what various things cost them. The cost accounting systems of many hospitals is hopelessly inadequate. And the costs get distributed across the hospital departments in sometimes very creative ways. And so it's really hard for a organization unless they've invested a huge amount of resources in what's called activity-based cost accounting.
Robert says the price charged by a hospital has more to do with its market dominance than it does its actual costs or its quality. However, he says posting the prices for all providers could force some movement.
Because they don't want to be seen as the price gouger, but the downside is also that people don't want to be seen as the discount one. So it will the hope has been that publication will bring prices closer together.
Roberts points to a RAND study that found people will limit the types of treatment they seek if payments are coming out of their own pockets. But there is little data to suggest people change behavior based on price differences among providers.
There is data that shows that patients do what their doctor says. So if the doctor says, get an x-ray and I want you to get this x-ray here, they generally do that because they believe there's some reason why the doctor asked them to get the x-ray there. When you're asking for a consultant, you don't go look for the cheapest consultant out there. When your doctor says you need to see a cardiologist and I want you to see this cardiologist, that's who you go see.
Robert says similar studies show there is little to no link between quality and a patient's decision to choose one hospital or doctor over another. Nonetheless, quality data is becoming more available to the public through organizations such as the Pennsylvania Healthcare Cost Containment Council and the LeapFrog Group. Highmark is also putting provider rankings on its price comparison tool for members. Despite all the hurdles between the way the system is now and a true open market, Highmark's buyer says it is moving in that direction. She says every time they are asked to bid on a company's business, those businesses are demanding more price transparency tools. I'm Mark Neutbar, 90.5 WESA News.